Welcome to the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to make bold moves in order to live a meaningful, fulfilled, purpose-driven life. In each podcast episode, I'll share courageous stories, plus give insight on how to live well and be bold so you can become better than you were yesterday. Welcome to another episode of Live Well, Be Bold. I am so excited to be here because it is a new year. It's 2021, and I am not leaving 2020 behind. Instead, I'm using it as a life lesson, and I hope that you guys are doing the same regardless of the good, bad, and ugly experiences you had. But anyways, I just want to jump into the episode, but I don't know if you have been listening since the beginning, and if you have, you might have noticed a change in the podcast intro. And the reason with that is there was definitely a purpose behind that. I really realized what it meant to be bold versus what it meant to have courage. And when I really learned that difference, it just clicked. I knew that I had to really dig deep within myself, but also kind of figure out what this podcast was really about. And I wanted it to be about making bold moves to live a fulfilled life and a purpose-driven life, but also to share stories of courage and to show that just because you're being bold and courageous does not mean that you don't have fears. So I'm going to jump into this podcast and really talk about that true courage isn't only about taking bold, big, huge, action-packed risks in like a fearful situation. Like think about it in an action packed movie, right? A superhero is jumping out of an airplane or walking on fire to save the protagonist, right? We're not talking about that kind of courage, because courage really is about being able to share your real self, your thoughts and your feelings. And a lot of the times people aren't vulnerable enough to do that. And so, like I mentioned before starting this podcast, I was confused between the two words. And the reason I led with the word bold was because I always took action. And I remember the first time somebody called me bold, it was when I was an assistant working in TV. And I share about this in the first episode, but I was trying all these new things. Like I was surfing for the first time. I just was really trying to live well. I was trying to be more mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy. And the words live well was just something that I held on to, but I never really considered myself bold. And I remember walking into my work at the time, and one of my coworkers calling me bold. They're just like, whoa, you try all these new things, like you're constantly taking action, you're so bold. And it didn't really hit me because I never felt that way, and yet alone I never felt really courageous. But it's been crazy to see just what it means to be that be bold versus like having courage. And so I'm going to go over that. But I guess the reason I'm so passionate about all of this is because I've realized that I lead with courage, and I want to be able to encourage other people to do the same. And so these past few months, I've focused really on finding my voice again, because I lost it last year, not just in 2020, but in ending 2019. These last 2 years were some of the hardest years of my life, and not because I had to start my business, but there were a lot of reasons why I stopped really sharing online. If you know, I make YouTube videos, and I have been making YouTube video blogs since I was 20. So 9 years ago, I put myself out there to find confidence, and I was able to find my voice online by really sharing my feelings, my true self, and my thoughts. But then I forgot really to take the time to reflect on my values, on my purpose. And over the years, with mistakes and failures and moments of guilt and change and just life happening to me, right? 9 years of being an adult, I lost my voice, and I had to take the time during 2020 to really find myself again. Like I said, these last 2 years being some of the most difficult ones of my life. And so being able to take time on the most important things, that is your vision, your values, and your purpose, I realized that courage was the foundation of my purpose. And I want to show up being courageous, and not just by taking bold action, or not by quote unquote doing the bold things that people consider bold, like jumping out of an airplane, but really just being courageous through my feelings. So now that I truly know the difference, I not only felt just ready to take on this podcast, but like I said, I just want to embrace my fears and do that so I can create a life that I love and that aligns with my character. And that just makes me feel more human, right? Because I don't feel like I'm holding back, but instead I'm just really being coming from an honest and courageous and bold place. So that being said, let's lead with fear first. So we all have fear, and honestly, without fear, there would be no need to have to be bold or to have courage. And if we avoid fear, there's no room for growth. And we allow fear to become our enemy versus meeting it face to face and saying, hey, I'm acknowledging you, fear. I'm meeting you, but I won't let you stop me from doing what I want to accomplish. And so I feel for myself personally, I felt fear of being seen as too much, too emotional, too sensitive, too oversharing, too retrospective, too much in general. And I held back from the fear of being made fun of or the fear of being seen as weak because I shared my emotions, when really emotions make you strong. And I think the reason I had this thought of, oh, if I share, you know, just fears, personal fears, was because most of the fears that I was dealing with were internal. And I know that I had to, quote unquote, fix myself or learn from things that I had been struggling with to really show up boldly again, not just for you guys, but for myself. And as a Christian, I always thought that having fear meant not trusting God, but that's not true. Because regardless if you believe in God or not, if you're human, which if you're listening to this podcast, unless you have a dog you or a cat that's next to you, you are human and you will have some kind of fear. So it can be fear of relationships or responsibility or fear of being vulnerable or not having your freedom. But we all have fear, and fear is always going to be there. But what I've realized is that no matter how strong in your faith or how bold you are or courageous I've become, that I personally, or that you have become, you'll always have some kind of fear. And so I want you to know that having fears is okay, and accepting we have fears allows us to make courageous and bold moves. And it basically allows us to make courage and boldness more accessible in our lives. And so basically boldness and fear come in a package, right? When we step out of our comfort zones, either by public speaking or asking somebody out that we really like, we are well aware that fear is, you know, creeping in, that it will creep in. For example, last year, 2019, I got the opportunity to public speak at a conference with over 10,000 people. The stage that I was on had 100 people, but I got to talk about what I love to do, which was empowering people to lead with purpose and courage. And I did it through teaching them about videos. But the point was, I was terrified. Like, even though I was doing what I loved, I was terrified. And so, you know, I chose to be bold by saying yes to this opportunity, but I was still leading with fear because I had to talk to 100 people, and it was the first time that I ever talked to that many people. And yes, it was a bold move, but it was still scary. So being bold means we commit to taking action and to be bigger than our fears and to become better than we were yesterday, so we can create a life that we're proud of. So just some action, not steps, but just maybe some words of advice that I want you guys to take in, is when it comes to being bold in your life, you must improve your current self. So reflect within yourself. And then when you know what you want, you know, or what you want to do, take those small steps towards your future, to getting closer to that move, that bold move you're trying to accomplish. And bring boldness into your everyday. So when fear shows up, you know how to take action. So when I decided to start this podcast, end of, I think, 2019. I don't know how long it's been, 18 months. But I talked about how I started in the beginning of this episode, how Live Well, Be Bold came to be. And it really came from bettering myself, right? Living a healthier life, living well, and also being bold by trying new things. And I started really taking action to commit to trying these new things, like snowboarding, flying an airplane, like all these cool adventurous things. I committed to take action regardless if I was going to get hurt or if I was going to fail. And taking action to commit regardless if you're going to get hurt or fail, that is courage. And courage is there to help you when you have fears and when you want to make that bold commitment. So I used to say branch out to try new things and let go of fear. So on my YouTube channel, I would try new things. I have the series called Never Have I Ever, where I go out and try new things. And I always used to say, let go of your fears. And it's not really about letting go of your fears. I've come to realize that it's about embracing your fears. And the reason is because fears fears lead you to be bold and courageous. And although I have not personally mastered boldness and courage, I mean, there's still things that I am scared to do. I'm constantly working on becoming better than I was yesterday by just looking at my fears in the face and embracing them, acknowledging them. So I want to ask you, what bold commitments do you want to take action on? Are you ready to lead with courage? And if so, what is something that you really want to do? Like, ask yourself, what are those bold commitments that I want to do? Because I think that you are capable of leading with courage. And I believe that you are already courageous in so many aspects of your life. So it's time to make these bold moves in this next year. I know for me, courage is my word of the year. And it's not a new word in my life. It's a, my sister jokingly said, you are a born again, she's like, you're born again courageous. And I said, I love that. You know, as a Christian, I always hear born again Christian and things like that. So I was like, yes, I'm a born again I'm born again courageous. If you, for some reason, lost your courage and your boldness in 2020 because of the things that have happened to us personally or in this world and has impacted you because you're an empathetic person like myself, I want you to find that courage again. And I know as your host, as your friend, as just a person who feels and wants to connect with this world, I know that in order for me to be a better leader, I need to step in my courage. And so I'm excited to take this year and run with that word, courage. I'm so thankful for you guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I know I have not been consistent in the past, but this year I am posting every first of the month and the 15th, and I'm committed to it because I want to make those bold commitments. And it's going to take courage because I know that there are going to be some days I'm not going to want to record. Maybe I'm going to be too scared to share a courageous story. But if I don't do it, then I'm not living in my purpose of sharing my truth. And I want to encourage you guys to be bold and to live well, or I should have said to live well and be bold in your personal and professional lives. So if you guys want to know more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. I'm always just hanging around on the Instagram stories, posting courageous stories on my Instagram as well. And then you can find me on YouTube. I will leave all my links in the description. And I look forward to sharing more courageous stories and helping you guys live well and be bold. All right. I will talk to you later because I can keep talking. I really love to talk. All right. Take care. Thanks for listening.